Welcome everyone to Confession of Faith, week 30. Today we're looking at the Lord's Day. This is the Baptist Faith and Message, Article 8. I'll pray and we'll get right into it. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. Thank you for the Lord's Day, a day you've given us each week to set apart in a special way to serve and worship and to remember and to celebrate Him. It's in His name we pray. Amen. All right. What I have for us today is just this one paragraph on Article 8, the Lord's Day, summary. Here are your cross-references down here. Again, this is bfm.sbc.net. Easy site to use to look at the different articles, and the cross-references are all hyperlinked. And then after that, we're going to look at one verse, the verse in Scripture where this phrase, the Lord's Day, is found. All right. Article 8, the Lord's Day. The first day of the week, which is Sunday, is the Lord's Day. And it's a possessive. Right? It's a day that, in a special way, belongs to Him. All of life belongs to the Lord. Every breath belongs to the Lord. Every day, every morning, evening, but in a special way, in practical living, this day is set apart for the Lord. It is a Christian institution for regular observance. That means it's a regular part of life for the Christian, for the believer. We regularly observe the Lord's Day each week, the way you regularly observe your birthday each year, or your anniversary each year, or Memorial Day each year. For regular observance, it commemorates the resurrection of Christ from the dead, which happened on Sunday, and should include exercises of worship and spiritual devotion, both public and private. Right, so the public, congregational worship and service with the church, with the body of Christ, but then we do not turn off our devotion and worship when we leave there. It's also given to private devotion. Activities on the Lord's Day. Right, so just think, when it says activities, just think nuts and bolts of what are we doing? How much are we doing? Morning, evening, something in between. Just the activities, what's actually going on. Activities, the church activities is what that's referring to on the Lord's Day. Well, primarily that's what it's referring to. Should be commensurate, I'll talk about that word in just a moment. The activities on the Lord's Day should be commensurate with the Christian's conscience under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Commensurate means lines up with, right? The activities on the Lord's Day should line up with your conscience that's under the Lordship of Christ. It means corresponding to, or it corresponds with. So what you're doing should correspond with your conscience. But it's not just your conscience and in such a way that would mean whatever you feel like doing or don't feel like doing. No, it's a conscience that's under the Lordship of Jesus Christ. A conscience submitted to Christ, that wants to please Christ, that's submitted to Scripture, that wants to obey God's Word in Scripture. A conscience under the Lordship of Christ, determined and driven by God's Word through the working of the Holy Spirit. What we do on the Lord's Day should line up with that, line up with our conscience. And again, this is not a vague statement that, well, it doesn't really matter, so if you feel like doing it, or if you're in the mood to do it, then you can come and worship with the church. No, it's a requirement. It's for our benefit. Sometimes we forget that. Gathering with the church to worship the Lord is to bless us, not to harm us, not to curse us, but to help us, to show us Christ, to show us God's love, and through His Word, and through the worship, and through the Lord's Supper, through singing together, through the prayers, God ministers to His people as we come to worship Him. So it's a blessing. It is a duty, but it is a duty. It is our delight as well to serve the Lord and worship Him. Sabbath was made for man. Old Testament precedent. It was made to be a blessing, not a curse. The Lord's Day, the day of worship, to remember Christ in a special way and serve Christ in a special way and gather with the church, is meant to bless us, not harm us. So that's the Lord's Day. Don't despise it, but delight in it. The phrase the Lord's Day comes from Revelation 1:10, beginning in verse 9, which is right here. Okay. I, John, the Apostle John, your brother in faith, right? Brother in the Lord, and partner or partaker in the tribulation. So the tribulation was going on. John was a partner in it. Most specifically for him being exiled to the island of Patmos, where he was writing this letter from. Prophecy and letter. Revelation is a prophecy and a letter. So that's the details of how he was a partaker of the tribulation. He was exiled for his faith. I, John, your brother and partner in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patient endurance that are in Jesus, was on the island called Patmos on account of the word of God. So it was for his commitment to the word of God, for his teaching, for his ministry, for his message, for his faith, that he was exiled onto the island of Patmos on account of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Now, you cannot be a minister of the word of God apart from being a minister testifying to Jesus. And you're not truly testifying to Jesus if you're not holding fast to the word of God. So those two things go together. Testimony of Jesus, the message about Jesus, preaching of Jesus, and God's word. And anyway, here is the verse where the phrase Lord's Day comes from. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. There it is. Highlight this. Well, I haven't done this in a while, but you know I love the highlights. And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches. This is it. Dot, dot, dot. So, letter, right, and also prophecy. He's seeing, he's hearing directly from the Lord. So, vision, a prophetic revelation, prophecy, but it's also a letter. But anyhow, the Lord's Day, almost every pastor, scholar, theologian I've read or heard says that this refers to Sunday. And so that's why in tradition, Sunday has been come to be called the Lord's Day. The construction of the language is different, and in fact, a different word, a different version of the word for Lord, it's different. The language in the word is different than where you see this, the day of the Lord. All right, so there are some who've come to this English translation where it says the Lord's Day and say, well, how come that cannot be the day of the Lord? And then try to compare this with other passages that talk about the day of the Lord, which is a different doctrine than just simply the Lord's Day each week, every Sunday. It's a different construction in the language. It's a different word for Lord, a different version of that word. He was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And the Spirit is just talking about the fact that he's receiving revelation from God in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying. So that's where the phrase comes from. And that's why it's called the Lord's Day. The first day of the week is used here at the beginning of this paragraph. That's another way in the book of Acts that Sunday is referred to, the first day of the week. So, the Lord's Day, every Sunday, the first day of the week, in a special way, coming together to worship and serve the Lord, but also in our private lives in a special way, setting that day apart in a way that lines up with our conscience, setting that day apart for the Lord to worship and serve Him. Father, we thank You for Jesus, and we thank You for days. Every day is a gift from You, and we thank You for each Lord's Day, which is a gift from You. And I pray in each of our lives, in our minds and our hearts, in our hands and our feet, that you would stir us up more and more to cherish the Lord's day and to seek you therein. It's in Christ we pray. Amen. All right, thanks for joining me. God bless you, and I will see you, Lord willing, this Sunday for Catechism. It'll be the 31st Lord's Day. That's how the catechisms are structured, each Lord's Day. And then next Monday, unless I'm late again, for Confession of Faith, week 31. God bless you. See you soon.